Happy New Year. Today we celebrate the first day of the new liturgical year, and that is what our life is about. So this is a real thing, not January the 1st, which is the octave of Christmas, the feast of the circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today we celebrate the first day of this liturgical year of our Lord 2026. So we rejoice that we have come to a new year. Who would have thought it? Many of us at the beginning of the last year would have thought maybe we won't make it to this year. But here we are. And of course, we give thanks to God for this great blessing. Of course, the whole tenor of this season of the Advent, Adventus Domini, the coming of our Lord, is that. The Christ is coming. And of course, we have his first coming at the time of Mary and Joseph, when he first came through the condescension, obedience of the Blessed Mother Mary. And some people forget this, who are in authority, but who have no authority, that the Blessed Mother agreed to become the Mother of God. She is as such co-redemptrix of the human family. That is not a title that can be dispensed with, despite what some people say. And then, of course, our Lord, at that moment when she agreed, and it was necessary for her to agree, if Mary had not agreed, there would no be any redemption. We would not be here. There would be no Calvary, no sacrifice, no resurrection, no Mass, no sacraments. We would all be headed straight to hell. We need to thank the Blessed Mother, co-redemptrix of mankind, mediatrix of all graces. Jesus is the head, both on earth and in heaven, the capital grace. And all graces flow to us through Mary the neck. And so we are happy and we celebrate. And our Lord tells us to be prepared, because at a moment when we will not know, he will come back. And this is exceedingly important, that we shall be prepared, each and every one of us, in our own soul, in our own life, for the coming of our Lord. Now when he comes again, the second coming, as it is called, he will come as judge, not as merciful Savior. He will not forgive us our sins. He will condemn us for our sins that we have not repented of. And thus we need to repent. We need to give up our lives of sin, whatever the sin may be. And some people think, oh, I haven't stolen from anybody or killed anybody. That's not the only sins. I've not committed adultery. That's not the only sins. If you don't know what the sins are, buy my book. And you will know very quickly. And all sins that are against God and the Ten Commandments are essentially mortal sins. If one dies in the state of mortal sin, we go directly to hell. You do not want that, I assure you. If you have made amendment for your sins, have gone to confession, done your penance, and of course our whole lives should be focused on penance to God for all our sins. If we have done that, then when we die, most likely, as we have been celebrating this whole month of November, we will go to purgatory. Now, don't think, oh, okay, I'm off easy. 1 minute of purgatory is more pain and suffering in your soul and in your body than all of a lifetime of suffering and pain. Purgatory is not an easy place. And so, therefore, we need to be ready to suffer if we have not done our penance. And that's why we have penance and indulgences and so forth, including the plenary indulgences that we receive here in this shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. And so it's very important to do this and to be prepared. Now, of course, our Lord speaks about the end of the world. It's possible, but not likely, that you and I will be there. If you see the falling of the stars, the moon, the sun, then you're there. But that very likely will not happen in our own lifetimes. But what if it does? What if it does? And so therefore, we need to be prepared for that too. And then we need to do what our Lord says. Two men will be in a field, one will be taken and the other not. Two men will be on the roof, or women will be on the roof. Maybe they're doing their wash. One will be taken, one will be not, and so forth. And of course, that also refers to our own personal end, our own personal death, which all of us will have to undergo. Even if we live to the end of time, at the very last minute, we will have a very gruesome and painful death. And we will do all our purgatory at once. And that's not easy. And then will come Christ the judge, who will tell us what we already will have known. You on this side will go to heaven. You on this side will go to hell, eternal hell. Now, where do you want to be? How prepared are you? So many of us waste so much time with nonsense, all kinds of nonsense. And of course, today we have much more nonsense than we ever had before. And so we need to spend more time at prayer, spend more time in spiritual reading, not only the scriptures, but also the lives and the writings of the saints, who teach us a lot, if not all, about our holy Catholic faith. And we need to prepare for the coming of our Lord, individually and collectively, at the end of time. And whatever happens, if we are in the hands of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, we will be fine. And so today, we give thanks to God. Today is also the feast of the first apostle. Today is the feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. And he is an example of apostleship. He saw Jesus and believed. And then he ran and went to get his brother Simon. And then he told him, "I have found the Messiah." How often do we proclaim to others, "I have found the Messiah. I have found the true church. There is no other, no other." And then lead them to Christ. And then Christ sees Simon and says, "From now on, thou art Peter, the rock, Kephas, because upon thee, my rock, I shall build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee." So it is a very wonderful feast to begin this new year of salvation of 2026, this first Sunday of Advent. And of course, all of Advent, which is the shortest season of all, will focus on preparedness for the coming of our Lord. We sing about it, we pray about it, we meditate upon it. The coming of our Lord. Let us be ready for Him. Whether it be on Christmas Eve at midnight, or whether it be when Jesus calls us and says, "Today I have come to get thee, come." What is it going to be for us? Is it going to be life eternal? Or is it going to be eternal hell? Let us be prepared, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us be prepared, and let us use the gifts that God gives us, the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, St. Andrew, and all the saints, to help us to receive our Lord worthily. Today also we begin the prayer, which we did not have time to put into the bulletin, but we say 15 times a day, every day, beginning with today, the prayer to obtain favors at Christmas. "Hail and blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in the piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of His Blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.